Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Although some segments of society want us to believe that you can change your sex just like you change your hair color or your clothes, there are some frightening things that you need to know about this situation of gender identity disorder, or as some call it, gender dysphoria. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. As you well know, the so-called LGBT agenda ultimately has as part of its agenda the abolition of sex and gender, so that you can literally select what you are in your mind and change from male to female to something neither, or maybe a combination of both, at your own desire and will. Well, there's some real problems with this, not the least of which laws that want to force individuals to distort reality and that want to put women at risk and girls at risk, thereby allowing men and boys to use girls' restrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms, and other private changing facilities. But Holly, there's so much of these issues that are really problematic, not only to society, but to the people involved in having these confused thoughts. What this is confused thoughts with regards to this issue. Now, no one really knows what causes what's called gender dysphoria. Remember, this used to be called gender identity disorder, a mental condition. Now, the American Psychological Association, in their DSM, the Diagnostic Statistic Manual, wanted to remove the word disorder and change it to dysphoria, which means essentially discomfort. You have mental discomfort about your gender. Well, the problem is that to match your confused mind by mutilating your body is not the way to solve this issue. There are a number of people, particularly adolescents and teenagers, that may have, a small number that do have, of those people that have these unwanted thoughts that they might be better, happy, more satisfied if they were a different gender. By and large, those conflicting, confused thoughts go away as they age.
You know, it's just unbelievable, and I continue to read this information. Like, for example, the American Academy of Pediatrics, Matt, they recently came out with a report that urges pediatricians to caution teenagers about getting tattoos because they're essentially permanent and can cause scarring, right? Well, the same organization is 110% in support of 16-year-old girls getting a double mastectomy even without their parents' consent.
It's unbelievable. So they recommend don't allow them to get tattoos because this is going to be permanent.
Right, but you can have your breasts taken off because you think in your mind you're a man.
And some girls that have this confusion will actually bind their breast, much like the Chinese women used to bind their feet. And they will bind their breasts, ultimately wanting to remove their breast.
Right, have surgery.
Have surgery. And so they also involve these kids in puberty blockers. So you have a kid, a boy or a girl, that says, hey, I feel more comfortable as the opposite of what I'm born and what I physically manifest. Well, what they want to do is give them puberty blockers so that if you're a boy, they're going to block the production of testosterone. If you're a girl, block the production of estrogen. What does that do to them, both in the short and long term? Certainly, what it does is make them sterile.
Right.
They'll not be able to have children. We don't know the long-term effects of giving children puberty blockers. But I can tell you, just from common sense, it's not good.
Right. They have found they can cause bone thinning, osteoporosis, disc disease, fibromyalgia, depression. I mean, there's all kinds of health risk, not to mention that it's just not healthy because it's not right.
You know, all of these things are very problematic. Fibromyalgia, I don't know if anybody, I'm sure people listening, some people know what that is, but it is a very problematic condition where your nerves continue to transmit pain,
right,
even though there's no more cause of the pain other than your nerves misfiring to transmit pain. It can be a very debilitating, certainly painful, but in some cases, a debilitating condition that people have. And so you're subjecting, setting these boys and girls up to some real serious consequences.
Yeah, but it's like one of these girls would walk into a doctor's office and say, you know, I think I'm a fish today. When the pediatrician may say, well, you're delusional, you need an antipsychotic. But yet, if the girl would walk into the office and say, you know, I think I'm a boy, it would be like, congratulations, you're transgender.
Well, and you know, some of these plastic surgeons will make people look like a fish.
Oh,
as strange as that sounds. I mean, remember the woman and the person that wanted to look like a parrot or look like a lizard.
Dragon,
they,
yeah.
They tattooed themselves to look like a lizard and they cut off their ears. I mean, what person would actually do that kind of surgery on another person?
I mean, that's serious, you know, spiritual, emotional, psychological issues going on here, and you don't just start lopping off parts.
Well,
to
what
answer
person
that?
Would actually do a mastectomy on a otherwise healthy girl simply because the girl says, I don't want to identify as a woman?
Right. And the studies are showing so many of them are coming back regretting having that surgery.
Yeah. And what surgeon would actually cut off male body parts?
Right.
Because the boy says, I don't want to identify as a boy. I mean, these are, I think, unethical mutilations of otherwise healthy people. It is absolutely astounding that some people want the rest of society to play along as though this is normative. And they want to use laws like the bathroom bills to force this upon other people. And then you get groups like the discredited organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that want to label groups that will not toe their LGBT line as so-called hate groups.
Right.
Because they are wanting to push a very radical abolition of gender. And those organizations that otherwise are peaceful, law-abiding organizations that won't go along with this fictitious imagination that you can change your gender like you can change your clothes, they want to destroy you. They want to disable you. They want to cut you off from your ability to even exist or make a living. And they want to label you as a hate group, which literally is not only defamatory, but it ultimately creates danger, as we know. Some of these people who are unstable, they feed off of right-wing watch propaganda, Southern Poverty Law Center propaganda. And you look at the right-wing watch propaganda and their title of their articles are always outlandish and they don't match the body of what they're actually talking about. And it's that little title that gets retweeted. And then there's people out there that are unhinged, that will take action, violent action, against people who are good, law-abiding, loving people because they get the propaganda fed to them by these irresponsible organizations.
Right. And, you know, I think about, I mean, going back to these kids dealing with these problems, trying to figure out who they are, what they are, is why we're involved in these different cities that we go in and speak against and defend against these counseling bans. For example, we've recently been in Tampa, Florida, where they've tried to block licensed counselors from giving minors proper counsel and help them deal with their same-sex attractions and thoughts and things like that.
Well, they want to use the force of law to force everyone to believe into this fictitious reality.
Right.
And just like in the abortion context, Planned Parenthood and the abortionist, they don't want sidewalk counselors giving alternatives to abortion to people that are seeking to kill their child. Here, they don't want minors and their families to even know about the possibility that they don't have to be chained up to these unwanted desires of same-sex attraction for some behavior or identity. So for some that actually get molested and they don't want to act on these feelings, they're unwanted, they want the counselor to be forced to say, don't worry about those feelings. You just need to accept them. You need to change your moral and religious views to be in accordance with these unwanted feelings. Well, we're involved in challenging those kinds of laws. And we're involved in helping those individuals around the country to maintain their freedom, to not have to worry when they go into the restroom that there's a man looking over the stall and going to take photos or even worse, sexually assault women and children. Go to Liberty Counsel's website this year. Certainly this issue will continue to heat up. And there's a major case currently before the United States Supreme Court, the Masterpiece Cake case. Pray for that case. Pray for Liberty Counsel and our various ministry outreaches. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel and our staff in your prayers and also in your tax-deductible contributions, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.